Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshalom. We're now at the beginning of the second chapter of Masachet Zevachim on Daf Tet Vav Amud Bet in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah, Kol HaZevachim Shekiblu Daman Zar Onen Tvul Yom, etc. And the reason I mention etc. is, as you see in the introduction to the Perek, this Mishnah lists 10 different people who, either because of their status, because of their identity, or because of their body position, any avodah that they do while in that status or body position is pasul. And our Gemara is only going to deal with the first two, and so therefore that's as far as we will go in the Mishnah. And that is a zar, a non-kohen, and an onain, who is somebody who is, although we use the word onain in rabbinic literature, is referring to someone who has not yet buried his dead. And onain here refers to somebody whose dead has been buried on that day. The model case of that, of course, is Aharon with the death of Nadab and Abihu, and we will see some of that later on. So we'll go directly to the Gemara. Zar Manalan, how do we know that if a non-kohen does avodah, it's invalid? The Tani Levi, Daber Aharon Avonav Lemor V'Nazumi Kodshei V'nei Yisrael. Now what that's referring to is that that the Kohanim have to avoid doing Kodshei V'nei Yisrael when they are Tamei. However, the implication is Kodshei V'nei Yisrael is V'nei Yisrael Amutemai. Who is that accepting? Meaning, ilem lemutei nashim, do you mean that if they bring a korban of benot Yisrael, they could be tamei? Korban nashim betumah kariv, do you bring such a korban betumah? Elemutei goyim must be bnei Yisrael and not non-Jews. You can offer korbanot of non-Jews, but maybe you could be tamei. So that doesn't work at all, because hashta tzitz lo meratzeh, we know that the tzitz that the kohen gadol would wear would affect acceptance of korbanot brought inadvertently betumah, but only for bnei Yisrael. Damar mar uve goyim ben mishogeh ben mizid lo hurtza. That even though there's a machloket about whether or not the tzitz is meratzeh when the kohen gadol is wearing it, even when the kohen gadol is not wearing it, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, but when it comes to non-Jews, in any case, the tzitz is not meratzeh. So betumah karev, how could you possibly bring that korban betumah when the tzitz won't even fix it? El hachi kamar. So therefore, v'nazum mikotshev in Israel is not excluding any other korban that could be brought betumah, but rather it's saying v'nazum mikotshev in Israel v'lo chalulu, meaning that if a korban is brought by b'nei Israel, meaning not by a kohen, then it is mechulal, it is invalid. And so that's how we're reading the pasuk. That's approach one. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana atya b'kavachomer min balmum. We know that if a czar brings a korban, it is invalid from balmum. Ma balmum she'ochel imavad chilel. After all, a balmum is allowed to do avodah. He's not allowed to do avodah, but he is allowed to eat the korbanot that a kohen is allowed to partake in, the parts of the chatat nasham, and nonetheless, if he does avodah chilel, czar she'no ochel enodin she'imavad chilel. So a non-Kohen, who is not allowed to partake of any of those things unique to the Kohanim, the Chatat and the Asham, certainly if he does Avodah, Chilel. But we could challenge that. Ma levalmum shekenasavo karev k'makriv. Balmum is unique in that his stigma is something that applies both to the animal and to himself. In other words, there's such a thing as a mum in an animal and a mum in a person. And by the way, some of them are the same. So therefore, maybe a balmum has unique stigma. The answer is tameochiach. A Tamei, who is not allowed to do Avodah, and if he does Avodah, it invalidates it, then that should prove that the connection between the reflective nature of Balmum is not what causes the invalidity, but rather something else, something more basic. So Mala Tamei Shekein Metamei, but a Tamei has unique Chumra in that a Tamei has the ability to propagate his tumor further by touching other things. A Balmum can't do that. So Balmum Yocheach, a Balmum disproves that correlation. V'chazar Hadin, Lo Rizekiri Zeh, Lo Rizekiri Zeh, neither perspective is the same. Atzad HaShavesh Mahen, what is the common denominator? Shemuz Harin V'imavdu Chilulu. A Balmum and a Tamei are both prohibited from doing Avodah, and the result, if they do Avodah, is Chilul. So therefore I can include a czar also, who is not allowed to do avodah, and therefore if he does avodah, chilel. So the question is, parenthetically, minalan de muzhar, how do we know that a czar is not allowed to do avodah? Im v'nazru, if you're going to get it from the first pasuk we had, v'nazru, chilul gufei ktive. There it says chilul, which means you don't need to go through this whole process. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel clearly did not get it from there. Because if he had, he wouldn't need the process. The pasuk already says it's mechulal. Ela mivizar lo yikrav aleichem. From the second pasuk on the page, zar lo yikrav aleichem, a zar may not approach. And so therefore we see that a zar is not allowed to, and therefore between Tami and Balmum, we find that anyone who is not allowed to do avodah, if they do it, it is pasul. Same thing here. So ikal mifrach, now that we've got our bamehatzad built up, we could challenge it. Ma la tzad ha-shemesh ben shekein lo hutru b'vama. Neither a Tamei nor a Balmum is allowed to do avodah on a bama, meaning on a mizbeach, a proper mizbeach that's set up between the time of Shiloh and the time of Yerushalayim, that's set up outside of the local precinct. So therefore, for instance, Shmuel, who offered up a korban, he's a czar. That's perfectly permissible. So a czar seems to be less severe. So the answer is lo tema tamei yochiach, ela ema onen yochiach. So let's replace our common denominators. Instead of it being tamei and balmum, it is onen and balmum. Of course, onen we have to yet get to. Mal onen shekein asur b'maser. Onen has its own chumrah, and that is an onen is not allowed to eat maser sheni, lo achalti v'yoni mimenu. The answer is balmum yochiach. V'chazoretin ozek v'zeh, tzadu shem 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 muzharin, etc. So hachanami lifroch, you have the same challenge here. Mal tzadu shem shem shekein lehutu b'mama. An onen, a Tamei, and a Balmum, none of them are allowed to do Avodah and a Bama, and a Zar is. Therefore, the Zar may be less severe, and his Avodah may not be Pasul. So, Magu of some Brederava, Man Le Milan Donen Asur Bama, who says an Onen is not allowed to do Avodah and a Bama? Dilmashari Bama, maybe he's allowed to. Hamashar Shayamar, Ate Kalvachomer Mioshev. So he goes back, he says, we're not going to settle that, but I've got another way to go. Which is, if somebody's doing Avodah Yoshev, who we'll see later on in our list of in the Mishnah, his Avodah is Pasul. And watch the Kal Vachomer. My Yoshev She'ochel, somebody seated can eat. Matter of fact, very likely the Kohanim all sat when they ate their Korbanot. But nonetheless, Imavad Chilel, but if he did Avodah seated, then Chilel. Zar She'no Ochel Enodin She'imavad Chilel. Zar, who's not allowed to eat, certainly, if he does Avodah Chilel. So the challenge to that is Mala Yoshev Shekin Pasul Eidut. Yoshev has a whole different problem, which is he's also invalidated from doing Eidut. And therefore, it's possible that the Yoshev has some sort of other Chumrah associated with him. So we can challenge this possibly. Yoshev Tamin Chacham. As we learned in Sanhedrin, a Tamin Chacham is allowed to give testimony while seated. So you see that Yoshev is not an inherent invalidity in testimony, but it's the protocol of the Beit Din. So the answer is Malashem Yoshev Shekin Pasul Eidut. But the notion, the category of sitting, is something invalid for Eidut. There may be exceptions like Tamin Chacham, but nonetheless, a Yoshev could be seen as a separate category. And the answer is Shem Yoshev Lo Parich. Amar Shoshai is not concerned with that. He said the reality is that a Yoshev in no way is more severe than the others, and yet his Avodah is Mechalel. And therefore, certainly we have the Kal Vachomer. Ve'im tim tzolom aparech, and even if you would accept this Shem Yoshev, what we have is Atim Yoshev Mechad Mehanach. All we need is Yoshev and either Tamei, Onen, or Balmum, put it together. Yoshev the Chashev Bama Menalan, parenthetically, the reason that he brought Yoshev in is because if someone does Avodah seated at a Bama, it's valid, which of course is therefore why Zar now gets clobbered. And how do we know that a Yoshev is valid in the Bama? Amar Kra la'amod lifnei Adonai l'sharto, to stand before Hashem. Lifnei Hashem v'lo lifnei Bama. Therefore, it has to be in a place, either Shiloh or Yerushalayim, that's lifnei Hashem. Okay, the next one on the list is an Onen. So, Menalan, how do we know that if an Onen does Avodah, it's Pasul? Dichtiv, referring to the Kohen Gadol, who never is an Onen, Umin ha-Mikdash lo yetze v'lo yechalel. The Kohen Gadol even has a parent die. He does not leave the Mikdash, and does not defile his avodah. What's the implication? Ha'acher shelo yatza chilel, meaning any other kohen who did not go out when a parent or other relative was being buried, did b'mechalel. Now, Rabbi Elazar amar mihacha, he has a different pasuk, which is hein hikrivu. This is what Aharon says back to Moshe when Moshe gets upset that the mincha was burned. He says, hein hikrivu, do you think the brothers brought the korban? The implication being, ani hikravti, I brought the korban. Meaning, Michlal de'inu akriv, meaning that had Elazar and Itamar brought the korban, shaperi staruf, then it would have been properly burnt, and there's no question here. In other words, the dispute between Moshe and Aaron that finally gets settled amicably is because the mincha was not eaten because it was burnt. But the implication of this is, had Elazar or any Tamar brought the korban, and they have a din of onanim, then indeed it would have been properly burned because it would have been brought improperly. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar like the first pasuk? He says your inference from there is sort of twisty, and there's no reason to say it that way. The clearest implication is everybody else does live the mikdash. Not if another kohen doesn't live the mikdash, he creates chilul. So therefore, the inference is not automatically the only that way to go. Why does Tanakama not like Rabbi Elazar's pasuk? My tamalo amar miheni krivu. He thinks that the mincha was not burnt because of aninut, but because it has touched something tamei, become tamei, and they had to burn it. That's a machloket we'll see later on in Kodashim. Now, the Ver Bishmael Tana, he had a third approach to understanding why we know that avodah ben onein is pasul. Atya b'kal v'chomer mi ba'al mum. We see it as a kal v'chomer. It's something we already saw from a ba'al mum, and that works as follows. Baal mum remembers allowed to eat his part of the korbanot. This will sound very familiar, but if he does, avodah it's chilel. Onein she'ein ochel, en odin she'im avad chilel, and onein, who is not allowed to eat, certainly cannot eat korbanot. So certainly, if he does the avodah, it's pasul. So mal baal mum she'kein asabo krivin kama krivin. Again, the same issue that a baal mum is chamur because his invalidity is something, his stigma is something that's shared by the animals. By the korbanot. So zar yochech, zar disproves that because there's no such thing as a zar animal, and yet, as if a zar does avodah, it's pasul. So malazar sheken ein lo takana. A zar can't get fixed, the balmum can get fixed, and onen can get fixed, just passage of the day. So balmum yochech, hazdin, ozek, 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 rizat, zara, shavash, man, shahin, muzharin, vim avdu, chilu. So what's the common denominator between balmum and zar, that they're not allowed to do avodah, and if they do, it's pasul? Afanim avi onen shemuz harvi mavad chilel. Same thing, an onen is not allowed to do avodah, and if he does pasul. But wait a second, who said an onen is muzhar? Hechan muzhar? If you're going to get it from the first pasuk we tried, chilu begufek tibbe. Again, same problem we had before. It already says lo yechalel, which means we wouldn't need to go. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel would not be going through all of this if that was the pasuk he was relying on, because we just say it says chilul there. He must have gotten it from the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar used, and held that it was burnt because of aninut, because Aaron could not eat it as an onain, and that's certainly the case. And therefore, that's how you know that an onain is also not allowed to do the avodah, because at hein hikrivu, meaning you think that Elazar and Tamar brought it, that would be prohibited. Okay, now, Ika lemifrach, you can challenge the Bama Hatzad. Baal Hatzad HaShavash Ben Shekin Lohuchu B'mikhlalo. You've got to remember that an Onain has a heter, and that heter is Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is never an Onain, and therefore he brings a Korban. He cannot eat it, but he can bring a Korban even on the day that one of his relatives, even his parents, have died and been buried. Now, it's a little bit unfair because he's not really called an Onain, but we'll say that in matter of fact he is, and nonetheless, there is a heter. So the answer is Tamei Ochiach. Because Tamei, there's also a heter, and that is Korban Tzibur, especially the Pesach. If Rov HaTzibur is Tamei, we bring up a Tumah. So Mala Tamei Shekin Matamei. Tamei has its own Chumra. If somebody's Tamei, they can propagate it further, as is the case in none of the other categories we have. So Hanach Yochichu, the other ones disprove it, Chazardin, etc. What's the common feature? That you're not allowed to do avodah, and if you do it, it's pasul. All the other ones, except for onein, even tamei, never have a place where korban yachid is brought betumah or bazar or anything else. But an onein, a kohen gadol could even bring a korban yachid, because a kohen gadol just isn't touched by aninut. So the answer is shem tumah mihishtaroi. The answer is you're right that a Kohen Gadol does not bring a Korban Yachid B'Tumah, but a Korban is brought B'Tumah, which means Tumah is something which does have times when it's lifted, and the same way as Onein. So Rav Shoshaya again comes to rescue. Amar, Atir B'Kal B'Chom Yoshev, Ma Yoshev She'Ochel Im Avad Chilel, Onein She'No Ochel, and Odin She'Im Avad Chilel, the same thing we saw before. So Ma Yoshev She'Ken Pasul Le'idut, Yoshev Tamil Chacham, The answer is Shem Yoshev Lo Parich, exactly the same style that we used before in dealing with the Zar. Or we could use Yoshev and Palmum or Zar or Tamei to prove that Onein indeed is Pasul. And that brings us to the close of this piece. We're going to pick up more on the Onein and the third in our list, which is Tevul Yom. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.